Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on apply to become a guest. All right, so today I have David Shapiro on the line. We've both been hard at work promoting and working on and getting the word out there about the MicroCap Conference, which my audience that have been following for a while know that we're really excited to take part of at the end of January 2024, leading into February 1st out in Atlantic City. So first off, hey, David is the CEO of B2i Digital. And David, this is our first time speaking. I just want to say welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate the invitation to be on your show and looking forward to our session today.
All right. I'm looking forward to, I know you've been working hard with Charlie and his crew and his team on the conference and making things happen. I'm excited to get a behind the scenes view of what it takes to even pull off a conference like this. But before we do that, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all with what we like to call our Mission Matters Minute. So, David, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. David, what mission matters to you?
The mission that matters to B2i Digital is our goal is to connect good investors with good companies through digital marketing as well as traditional corporate access methodologies.
Love having mission-based CEOs in line sharing why they do what they do, how they're doing it, and really what we all learn from that and can learn from that. So great having you on. And I guess just to get us kicked off here, like the MicroCap Conference is coming up. Like what are you excited about? Like tell me from your vantage point, because you're working on some of the marketing side of it, so you have a whole different view. Like what are you excited about?
What's great about like Charlie, who's leading the conference effort from Dealflow Events, he's just a great organizer of events. He's been for probably 20 years. And this is his inaugural time doing a dedicated micro conference. And what I love about working with Charlie is that he's open to ideas. Like David, and he'll ask of you, Adam, you know, what do you like about conferences? What don't you like about conferences? What can I do to make this one a really killer event, an amazing event? So he's very open to ideas. So for as far back as June, we were brainstorming like, you know, what makes a good event? And, you know, what I'm excited about is the fact that this event will be productive. It will have speakers, it will have sponsors, presenters, investors. But what a lot of conferences don't have is that it'll be fun. And it's okay to say that you want to have fun. We're going to Atlantic City. We're going to have a good time. You're going to talk to CEOs one-on-one in those formal, boring speed dating meetings. You're going to hear their presentations. But you're also going to see them at the bar, at the restaurant, playing some blackjack, talking to them. That's how you really get to know all the key influencers in the U.S. capital markets from micro and small cap companies will be there. So if you're at all engaged in the capital markets for micro and small cap companies, you know, sub 500 million market cap, that person will probably be at this event. And it'll just be great to see everybody and engage with all people attending.
Yeah, I feel like, I guess, well, I probably shouldn't say this. Now all the other conference organizers that I work with and promote for them, they might be a little, shouldn't say this, but I'm going to stick my foot into my mouth on this one, David. So most of the times I fly in to do my keynote and I'm out, like, and that's it. Like, I don't, like, you know, busy schedule media, you already know how that is. I mean, most of the time I do, but this time I was looking at, I'm like, wait a minute, there's going to be some, you know, fun things here. I'm like, wow, actually, I've never been to Atlantic City. I'm like, at Caesars, it's going to be some fun. And I'm like, and then I'm thinking about exactly what you just said, the people in attendance. Not saying I don't meet great people at conferences worldwide. I do. But I just have a, you know, a special interest in the microcap sector and the leaders and the individuals that are, you know, the CEOs and the people that are really fighting the fight to make that happen. Like, it's not easy to run a publicly traded company. It's not easy to do what they're doing. So to have these types of individuals all in one place, you know, trading notes, so to speak, right? I think it's special.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And it's like, I tell people, like, you know, also, I don't want to put in my mouth with the...
we both did. Hey, I already did mine. You might as well. There's plenty of room.
when I say that, I call it a tax-deductible vacation. There's enough work to be done there. You can write it all off. I'm not sure if you can write off gambling losses, but that's something for my CPA. But like, you can have like fun and be productive all in the same
thing. Come on, David. Don't put that in the universe. Wins, wins. You're going to have to pay taxes on those wins. You already know my optimistic bent. You're like, wait a minute. Come on, man. What?
But I'm actually a great gambler because I actually walk away when I'm up. I feel like, where are you going? I'm like, up. I'm out. Done. I'm the only person in Atlantic City or Vegas that can leave winning because so I'm up, I'm out. But yeah, no, it's gonna be a good event, and I'm glad that we'll get a chance to meet in person at the MicroCap conference.
Yeah, for sure. And so speaking of some of the things, I know you work with a lot of leaders in these MicroCap companies. So what do you feel? I mean, is it going to be on their mind as they go into the conference? Obviously not speaking for everybody, but what are some of the things that as you've kind of been working with these companies, some of the reasons they'll be attending?
The key is that every CEO, so a fault and an obsession is obsessed with what investors am I going to meet with David? Who are the investors that are there? And I feel like they focus a little bit too much on just what is their meeting schedule? And I keep explaining, this conference is unique. It's a good mix of investors from small and retail to accredited to high net worth to family offices to smaller funds that can actually invest in their company in the security in the open market or in a strategic deal with the company. And they have to realize socializing with, talking to, with getting to know a retail investor who could put $10,000 into their stock. They can buy it through their Schwab account is important because they always complain to me, I need more liquidity, more volume. I want my price to go up. Obviously, we can never guarantee those things, but talk to investors of all types, shapes, and sizes and get a good mix of investors into your cap table for your publicly traded company. Yes, you want to have a good meeting with these really serious investors that will promise you they're going to put in, $1 million, $5 million, but you're more likely to talk to 10 guys they'll put in $10,000. They really like the CEO and believe it in what their mission is that matters and invest in your company. Then you get one fund manager who has a strict mandate to only invest in XYZ tech company with X multiple of revenue to liabilities to earnings and other crazy criteria who will never invest at this point. So just enjoy the event, tell your story, get to know people. And, get off the usual obsession over what does my meeting list look like and get into the environment, get to know people, get to know the influencers. That accountant guy you're talking to, he knows a lot of investors. His clients are high net worth individuals or principals of large companies. He can say, hey, here's an interesting company to look at. Every person is either a buyer of your security, or if they're the owner of your stock, a seller, if they don't believe in you. So take every conversation seriously and leverage the networking aspect of this conference that supports the formalities of this conference.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think one of the things that I'm interested, whether it's in the panels or all the content that's curated or just the conversations, around the tables or whatever, is it's been pretty challenging for the microcap sector in general, right? So I feel like that's going to be, I don't know if I'd say the elephant in the room, but it's definitely going to be on people's minds. What do you think?
I tell Bill point blank, they all want me to set up what we're called, NDRs. And in our industry, in capital markets, there's always acronyms. Well, Wesley, David, what's an NDR again? I'm like, non-deal roadshow. What's that again? I'm like, honestly, a series of meetings with investors. Okay, just a bunch of meetings. So she's like, well, why don't they just say that? I'm like, I don't know. You need an acronym. So non-deal roadshow.
I like the way you say that. Because, what do you mean, why? Because you need an acronym. Duh, it's brandable.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can charge more. Well, I'm gonna do an NDR for you. So a bunch of meetings with investors that are not going to invest in my company. Okay, yeah, got it, done. Mm-hmm. And so they all want these NDRs, and these companies are just going to look at you and say okay, great, you're at $5-50 million market cap. We can only invest in $200 million, $300 million market cap. They take the meeting as a courtesy to the person organizing it, and then they move on. So it's really getting these CEOs to realize that they have to talk to and engage with that dreaded retail investor. Oh my God. And not, but not every investor is that crazy Reddit person that they read about in the news, you know, two, 3 years ago with the AMC stock and those stocks. There are a lot of retail investors that are intelligent, thoughtful, and that are fundamental investors that can actually just go online to Schwab, to Robinhood, to any online brokerage, and just literally while you're speaking at the bar and go and buy 1,000 shares of your stock.
Mm.
Like, why not? And because you need at this point to take your stock, your price, and your volume that's been beaten up and down 80% in the last year and a half and get it back up, you know, if and only if your stock price warrants an increase. You know, I'm never advocating anything other than fair market value for any company or security. Then at that point, those institutional investors can then look at it and you'll meet their, what I call the screening criteria for what they can invest in based on volume. Because institutional investors can only invest in the company that they know they can get out of based on the volume that you're trading at. If you're trading 1,000 shares per day and they buy 1 million shares, do the math, how many days to get out of your stock and getting out will destroy the price of the stock. So they can't go in because they're always looking for the exit. So, you know, relish, cherish, work with, engage with retail investors. If you're the 90% of microcaps who have been beaten up in the last 2 years, and talk to retail investors, talk to accredited individuals, talk to, we're like, family offices is another term people use a lot, and no one knows what it is, and no one can explain it. It just doesn't have a rep of a rich family that has a person in charge of managing their money, and they have a lot more flexibility about where they can deploy that capital. They can invest in an opportunity where they really believe in the CEO and their mission and where they're going, and take it. You know, high risk, high reward.
Mm-hmm.
Where you put in $1 million and hope it will go to $5 million in a short period of time. Talk to those people. You have to think outside the box because we're in by any measure, an outside the box market environment. There is no precedent for a post COVID. How many wars are raging in the world? I lost track.
Yeah.
Right now. So adapt to the new world environment. Talk to everybody you can talk to. Tell your story. You know, and get feel excited about you as a CEO, because they're at this stage of a company, they're investing in you as a CEO and how well you articulate your story succinctly. And I would tell them, like, do an elevator pitch and not the Empire State Building elevator, like I live right near the Empire State Building, but a short elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Get that 30-second thing down and don't tell me about the mitochondria at second number 12, because I don't care. I know what it is, the powerhouse of the cell from, you know, ninth grade biology, but I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear how your technology is going to make me some money. And I've had clients who are like, oh, David, yeah, we don't want to talk about the financials because they're not very good right now. I'm like, well, if the financials aren't good right now, then
that'd be good at story then.
Then address that open in your room and bring it up before they bring it up. Better you say, like, hey, you know, we're in growth mode. So our earnings per share is negative. Our EBITDA is negative because we're investing in growing our user base, our awareness in our sector. And we acknowledge that this is our plan from investing in our growth stage to monetizing it to making revenue, making EBITDA halfway down your income statement to making a positive net income, a positive cash flow. So address those issues yourself versus someone going to StockTwits, seeking out at Yahoo Finance, and then looking it up on their own. It's very easy to find out that your financials are not great. Mm. Better you explain it than someone else explains it.
Yeah. One of my big takeaways here, David, well, many things that you mentioned, but come on, like a light bulb went off and I'm thinking to myself, you're right. Like, I mean, nowadays with phones and otherwise, like we're not talking about the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Like we're talking about somebody could pull out, not saying that a CEO has to be at the bar selling their stock, but you're right. If somebody's bought into your story, if they're bought into what they're doing for them to pick up 1,000 shares or this or that, like that's going to be like deals can be made. That's interesting to me versus, let's just say, once upon a time when you went to a conference like this that maybe it led to, you know, endless meetings after this, that, the other, right? That you have good intentions as a CEO and otherwise, right? Many people do, but does any business get done? Does it move forward? But now with what people are doing in their phones, like I can imagine people on their phones. Again, this is my first time attending, so I'm just imagining, and I think my imagination will be validated. I can see people in the audience on their phones when the CEO's on that panel or speaking or something else, already checking out the stock, checking out the company, seeing what's going on. And I feel like deals are going to get made with those retail investors. Obviously, the other stuff is institutional and that those are meetings, whatever. But for the retail side, like, this is a unique opportunity, I feel like, to get directly to people that are interested in the microcap sector.
Absolutely. I feel like just go gambling table by table, go to each black table, say like, look.
I'm not a good gambler, so I am not hanging out with you because you keep going back to that piece. I don't really, what happened to Adam? Why?
Somebody put $1,000 on blackjack. Hey, look, put $1,000 in my company. Better odds.
You're like $1,000 of blackjack. Yeah. You're like $1,000 in blackjack. Are you here for the microcap conference? you see that those chips go down. Everybody huddles around. A bunch of CEOs. All right, I'm having too much fun now, David. You're like, you're here for the microcap conference? You're here for the microcap conference? You should be. Here you go. It goes with Charlie, you got some extra tickets, man?
And full disclosure, I did do my bachelor party in Atlantic City. So, you know, I know that I went there for my bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I had a good time from what I recall, but it's all a little fuzzy.
Awesome. Well, David, hey, I just want to say, man, I appreciate you taking some time out to come on here and talk about the MicroCap Conference, also to talk about B2I Digital. That being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect, continue the conversation, learn more about what you do at B2I Digital, how can they follow up?
I just want to feel half joking, half serious, that I'm old and old school, that I use this device that you hold in your hand as an audio device called a phone. And if you want to sneak, call me at 917-806-4171. Just pick up the phone. Be like, what? I'm like, it's like more time to schedule a meeting than just ring me. If I'm not on a Zoom call, I will answer. 917-806-4171. Or, you know, just go to my phone number actually is on the website at b2idigital.com. And I respond to every inquiry on the site. Happy to connect and talk about ways to work together. And like I said at the beginning, you know, our goal is to connect, you know, good investors of all type with good companies. If you fall into that bracket of looking for good opportunities or represent a good company, private or public, we're happy to help you connect with the right stakeholders that can help you provide the fuel, being the investment into your company and to grow your business and realize the dreams that you have as CEO of your company.
Awesome. Well, David, again, thank you for coming on the show, and we'll connect when we get to the conference, I'm sure. And to the audience, if you haven't done it yet, hey, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Again, hit that subscribe. We want to hear from you. All right, David, again, appreciate you so much for coming on.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.